From Tidbits on September 21st, 2009, this is the audio edition of Improve Snow Leopard's Auto-Correction Capabilities, written by Lewis Butler. macOS 10.10.6 Snow Leopard includes a number of new text-related features, including automatic spelling correction and text substitution. These features are supported in Apple-supplied applications like Apple Mail, Safari, and Text Areas, TextEdit, and AppleScript Editor, along with independent applications that use the appropriate Apple technology. Relatively few at the moment, but more undoubtedly on the way. One tip, the automatic spelling correction is seldom enabled by default. To turn it on, make sure the insertion point is somewhere where text can be entered, and either choose Correct Spelling Automatically from the Edit Menu's Spelling and Grammar submenu, or if the Edit Menu's submenu doesn't have what you need, control-click where you're typing and choose Correct Spelling Automatically from the Spelling and Grammar menu. That's in that contextual menu that appears. This latter approach is particularly likely to be necessary in Safari and other WebKit applications like Mailplane. Text substitution doesn't need to be turned on. The automatic spelling correction compares what you type with words in macOS 10's internal dictionary, automatically replacing mistakes with what it believes you meant to type. The text substitution feature relies instead on replacement pairs, a specific mistake coupled with a specific replacement. As a result, although the automatic spelling correction can fix mistakes that no one would have anticipated, it can also guess incorrectly. In contrast, the text substitution feature knows only about the mistakes you've taught it, but it will always do the right thing when you make a known mistake. So here's the problem. Let's say you type the text WTH because you want to enter the word with. Snow Leopard's automatic spelling correction replaces WTH with WT period for some reason, causing you more work than if it had done nothing at all. Luckily, Snow Leopard's text substitution feature overrides the automatic spelling correction. So if you create a replacement in the text view of the language and text replace pane of system preferences that replaces WTH with, that mistake will be corrected properly in the future. Unfortunately, Apple's replacement dictionary has very few entries, and adding them is tedious. So I set out to find where and how they are stored, enabling me to bolster them with the public domain Tidbits Autocorrect Dictionary, initially created for use with Eudora. Subsequently, the Tidbits Autocorrect Dictionary has been made available for Typeinator, TextExpander, and Type-It-For-Me, which also offer many other capabilities beyond Snow Leopard's. Editor's note. Testing the automatic spelling correction feature in Snow Leopard has been extremely frustrating. It doesn't seem to work all the time when you intentionally type misspelled words, and it doesn't always kick in instantaneously. The feature is certainly a help in general, but right now, the connections feel a little loose. The basics. After a little digging, I found that Apple stores the replacement pairs in an invisible file stored in the user's library /preference/global-preferences-plist, and the pairs have a data structure that you can read about on our website. Next, I took a look at the Tidbits Autocorrect Dictionary, reformatted it to the appropriate structure, and pasted it into the .global-preferences-plist file. Tested I typed a few of the typos in the file into TextEdit and watched them be replaced. The only question is if putting over 2,700 replacement pairs into the .global-preferences-plist file will impact performance, particularly on slower Macs. In initial uses in several machines, including an early 2008 Mac Pro and a 2009 MacBook Pro, it seemed fine, although there was a bit of a slowdown in an early 2006 Mac Pro. Leave a comment on our website if you see any performance problems after adding all these entries to your .global-preferences-plist. Do it yourself. If you would like to try this out for yourself, Tidbits has made my reformatted Tidbits Autocorrect Dictionary available for download. Once you've downloaded and expanded the file, follow these step-by-step instructions using either BBEdit or the free Text Wrangler, also from Barebone Software. The .global preferences plist file is saved as a compressed plist, so a program like TextEdit or Vim/Nano won't be able to read it properly without additional steps. 1. Open the language and text preference pane. 2. Click the text button to switch to the text view. 3. Click the plus button and add a new replacement. I suggest TEH and the. 4. Open the reformatted Tidbits Autocorrect Dictionary in BBEdit or Text Wrangler, select all with Command A, and copy the text to the clipboard. 5. In BBEdit, choose File Open Hidden. 6. Navigate to your home folder, then library, then preferences, and then select the .global preferences plist file. 7. In that file, find the replacement pair you added. Search for TEH. 8. Select the entire dictionary entry from dict to /dict. 9. Paste the contents of the linked file from before over the TEH dictionary entry. 10. save the .globalpreferences.plist file. 11, log out and log in again, or restart. This may not be necessary, but be sure to do it if the replacements don't seem to work at first. Voila! From now on, the replacement pairs in the Tibbetts autocorrect dictionary will be used in favor of the automatic spelling correction feature's potentially incorrect guesses. Another tip. If the automatic spelling correction repeatedly changes something you're intending to type, such as replacing foo with of, create a replacement pair in the language and text preference pane's text view that replaces foo with foo. Hopefully that will keep the automatic spelling correction off your case. If things go awry. If you find that adding more than 27 entries causes typing performance in Apple Mail or TextEdit to be too slow, you can always go back to the Language and Text Preference pane and click the Restore Defaults button to revert to the minimal list that Apple provides. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read the entire article as probably it's meant to be read, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks to Lewis Butler for writing this article. He's a longtime Unix system admin, postmaster, and Mac geek, and is a frequent contributor to a large number of mailing lists under his Lou Cream alias. And I will note, that's including Tidbits Talk, so if you want to see what he's saying, pop over onto Tidbits Talk and subscribe.